at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. My praying sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go and pray. Father, I ask just for any sister that's listening that she has a renewing of her mind and starts to see where all of the false teachings and of the lukewarm church and the falling away are in her mind. And she starts to come out and away from those and separate herself from those and be cleansed and washed and renewed by your word. So she can see clearly and just stay on the true path, and also for her family and her loved ones and everybody she's praying for, so she can see when they're not on the true path and that she doesn't lie to herself. And she knows when you're, she listens and responds when your Holy Spirit is triggering inside of her a fear for them, that she listens and recognizes it and sees that she needs to go after them and stand in the gap and fight for them. Ask all these prayers you follow in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking again just about hell, okay? Once again, I'm going through this over and over again because prayerfully every sister's listening to this has read their Bible from cover to cover and then reads it continually from cover to cover and has a true awareness of the Word of God, okay? But a lot of Christians don't today, okay? And they believe hell exists on some level, but not really. They don't understand the true nature of God and His judgment, okay? And that hell is extremely real, okay? And that the Bible warns about it, and that it's not just an Old Testament thing, you know, fire and brimstone and judgment. It's also in the New Testament, which is why you need God's grace, okay? You need to believe in His grace to take you to heaven, okay? But what that means is, and just like I've been talking about over these past several teachings, is that you will bear fruit. You will be obedient, okay? You will walk in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. That's what God's grace means. It's the power to obey Him. Okay, and you need to understand this, because during times of judgment, if you don't understand hell and condemnation, you won't understand what God is doing. You won't understand His wrath, and His wrath is real. Okay, you will be confused and you won't know what's going on, and you can get lost. Okay, or when He's working on people to bring them into eternal life, you can get into their way, because you can't see that it's Him doing these things. I just want to re-emphasize that, okay? It's Him. During times of judgment, when you see extremely painful and difficult things happening, okay? Hopefully not to yourself. Hopefully you repent and get yourself nice and covered and tucked away and hidden in Christ so you're ready for this time. But if not, for you or for others that you love, you need to know that it is God doing these things. Okay, because there is a day coming. I repeat, there is a day coming where the whole world will be judged. All right, this life is temporary, not important. That life is forever. It does not change. Hell, okay, condemnation, damnation, forever. Forever. That's what matters. That's what matters. It's real. The Bible talks about it. Christ warns about it. And you need to know that that's what matters. So when He's working today in this life, destroying things, okay, bringing you or someone you love back into the Word of God, okay, bringing you into obedience, bringing you into where you need to be, so you don't fall into the category of all of these warnings, okay? You know it's Him doing it. It's God, and He's saving your soul because you're saved by grace, and that's how it works. If you don't do it in submission, quietly, in your prayer closet, every day, He'll go after you and do it for you because He's God. He's God. He does everything, period. Period. You're not saved by yourself. No one is. He does it. God does it. And he's going to do it one way or the other. He's going to command you and you're going to obey. Or he's going to command you, you're going to disobey, and you're going to be pulled back by force for the saving of your soul, you or your loved ones. And you need to know that so that these times ahead do not seem confusing and strange. They should be familiar and welcomed. They're for eternal life, and you need to understand that. So let's go ahead and read. This is Matthew chapter 5. Starting at verse 29, it says, "And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." Okay. And again, those are the words of Jesus Christ. Okay. You need to flee from the image of Christ, who's this, I don't know, it's not him. You just need to know your Savior. You need to know him. Okay. He talks about hell. Hell is real. Because there's this image in the United States where God is love, and like he would just never do things like that somehow. And it's just not him. Okay, you've got a deception in your head, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous. You need to know the real God. Okay, it's Christ Jesus warning about that, because there are many Christians who are not doing that. You're supposed to do that. When you walk in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and he reveals to you you got a problem, you cut it off. Okay, and if you're trying to cut it off and you can't cut it off, okay, you're praying for his grace and his power to cut it off. It's not a joke. It's serious. You see it. You go, this is a real problem. I need to get rid of this. And you do it, and you obey. Okay, but many Christians don't understand that. They've got idols in their lives. They've got all kinds of stuff in their lives, and they're not doing this with their whole heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. And when they can't do it, praying for God's grace to do it, and it's remaining, and he's going to cut it off. You need to be aware of that. Okay, he's going to do it for you. If you don't do it yourself, he's going to move upon you and do it for you for the saving of your soul. Leave it there for today. I just ask for any sister starting her day that she just really desires to get to know you, and she doesn't lie to herself. She really, that your church just stops lying to themselves and having self-deceptions and receiving lies, but becomes very loyal to you and desires to seek only after the real Christ, the real you, and desires nothing else. I ask all these praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal